So, body on your back, palms facing upwards. Preferably, you'll have a throw or a light blanket over you. So, the body's not going to go to sleep because this is not like bedtime. This is going to be body relaxing position to receive. And I guess you could say this is the modern day version of how you meditate, laying down, which I guess for these kind of activations is actually better than sitting up because you can let go of more muscles and just receive. Okay, so you know the breathing protocol. We're going to breathe into the earth. And we're going to breathe as one with the earth. As if the earth is breathing your body for you. Okay, and as you allow the earth and the power of the moon and the sun to move your body through deep levels of respiration and exhalation, you're going to detach yourself from your pain body, your emotional body, tribal consciousness, and the chaos of the world. You're going to release yourself from all the news, all the bad stuff that's going on in the world, all of the trauma, all the negativity, all the wars, everything. You're just going to let go of all that for a moment because it's not important. You're going to let go of all of your financial woes, your relationship woes, your loneliness, all of that stuff, your body stuff. You're just going to be with your body because that's all you've got right here. It's you, the soul. And this body and prime source and the earth. Okay, so make sure you take that earth breath into the belly and up into the lungs and up into the brain and down the spine as you exhale. And you're going to allow all of the muscles in your body to begin to melt into jello, starting with your forehead and moving eventually all the way down through your arms, through your torso, through your legs, through your feet. Imagine as if the body is becoming jello-like. Still together, but very fluid, with a lot of space in between the cells. Allowing the shoulders to drop into the floor. Allowing the neck to relax. Allowing all fingers to relax, toes. Eyelid muscles, your jaw, your tongue. Okay, we're going to call forth the pillars of light again, activating the pillars of light in your physical dwelling. Okay, we're going to call forth the guides now. You're going to call forth your guardian angel, your master guides, your council, your personalized healing team. And we're going to invite your ancestors to receive. and all of your family members and pets. And we're going to call forth all beings of divine light that are wishing to assist you in this process, the cocoon of light, and the restructuring of your bodies, and the recalibration of your brain, and your course correction spiritually, emotionally, and psychologically. We're going to call forth your spiritual lineage now. Okay, now from the Archangel Kingdom, there's going to be one Archangel at your feet and one near your head. And you will feel their vibration and presence. Now, as they initiate this cocoon of light, there's going to be a force field being generated around your body and inside your body and in your auric field. And this cocoon of light is very multidimensional. And it can be seen energetically as very large, depending upon the individual. And there may be a third archangel that will literally be overhead, over your body. So you have the Earth Mother below your body, and you have our great central spiritual sun also there. And it's all being connected now. So as you detach from your emotional and mental and pain bodies, it will be moved off to the side, so to speak, kind of in a separate area, but also part of this cocoon of light. And those bodies will be worked on separately, but it's also part of this whole process. Keep breathing. Okay, we're going to focus in the sacred chamber behind the heart. And maintain your focus there, right there in the chest area. And if you go unconscious, that's all right. So invoke, I am a clear and perfect channel for my healing today. Now, the energies in this cocoon of light, there's so many levels here. So on one level here, you have a figure eight flow. As above, so below. You have another level of flow that's going to affect your meridians that work with the organs of the body. And you have your endocrine system. Especially the pineal, pituitary, thalamus. You have the medulla at the base of the skull. Now you have the power points in the body. You have your chakra system connected by way of the nadis, the little energy strands. So you're going to be getting a 2.0 version upgrade. So which means your brain's going to have to go offline. In a sense, going into sleep mode, not sleep mode, but like in computer where you put it on sleep or pause. Hibernate might be better. We're not going to do a shutdown. We're even going to do a hibernate mode where it'll still be on, but nothing really will be running. And you, the conscious self, will just be enjoying this experience. There's going to be an energy working with your amygdala and your temple points relating to your limbic system. There'll be also another area strictly for the brain functions. And these will be all the areas of the brain that regulate every function of the body. Whatever you're feeling in your body, allow. You may have flashbacks. You may have future visions. feeling the right side of your forehead as quiet, and the left side of your forehead, your temple area, is active. Okay, now bring your awareness to the very top of your head, the very top part of your skull, your scalp. Keep your awareness right there. Now, as you move your awareness up, at least to the fifth dimensional levels, you can begin to perceive what is occurring with your body with this process. I and my Father are one. I and my soul are one. Clear and perfect channel for the power of grace. I am. I am allowing my body to be restored. I am allowing my life to be reset. I am allowing my adrenal glands to be recharged. Okay, the archangels are going to amp up the juice a little bit, moving to the next level or depth. If you feel any resistance anywhere within yourself, just take a slow deep breath. Let go and relax. We're moving now through the area of auditory sounds and tones from the archangels. So this is going to affect your magnetic field and your emotional body primarily. May bring forth some deep, deep emotions. There's going to be some in your hall of records. There's going to be some doorways being opened. So you will now have more access to your innate wisdom and knowledge on an as-needed basis. For as you clear the body, that allows more of that divine information to become embedded or encoded in the physical body. And make sure your storage area is nice and open there in your brain for this quantum data. Be open now to the flow of the vibration we call eternal peace. To begin to be encoded in the systems of your body. So that would be your nervous system, your blood, your bones, your muscles. Your joints, your skin, feel it moving through your liver and your kidneys and your lungs and your heart muscle. Okay, now there's going to be a resetting of the chakra system with your physical body. Okay, now from Source, your I am, your oversoul, your causal soul body. It's going to be a direct connection now into the brain through your storage area and into your heart. To where you now can begin to experience directly your presence in your life. While still having access to your emotional body, your mental body. So it's as if now the soul, the I am, the source energy, begins to become the driver of your light ship. Now, this integration may take some time. It is a very delicate operation. It is not something to be rushed upon. All in divine right timing and order. Clear and perfect channel for I am. Okay, your magnetic field is becoming even deeper aligned with Earth Mother's magnetic field. Okay, bring up the energies from the earth through the feet into your body. Bring it all the way up to the brain. Now, bring in the light of the sun. And anchor it into your feet. And into the hands. And again, the hands are becoming very, very magnetized with healing potential. So you begin to feel the space around your body. So the Archangel energy is beginning to come to closure here very shortly. Although the effects will still be running for days and weeks and months. You may initiate this activation again by listening to this recording. So give yourself plenty of time before you get up, and remember to drink water. Okay, breathe in the vibration and colors of your integration of this experience. Breathing in through the nose, exhaling through the mouth. There is no need to process this experience. Okay, let's take 7 more breaths. Slowly come back to your physical body, the earth plane, your home. Coming back into the feet. Feeling the base of your spine. Feeling the tip of your nose. And last breath all the way through the body. We want to thank all assistance given, not only this class, but all of the six classes from all the realms that have participated. We thank you very much. We appreciate your assistance. And we thank your ancestors for attending, your family members and your pets. Know that there is nothing to worry about in life. It's all good. We're all going to make it in our own right time. So until next time, we wish you a very blessed life, career, relationships, spiritual practice, and ask for the unexpected each and every day. I am ready for my next little miracle in my life. We send our blessings always, dear ones. Namaste, aloha, om shanti, shanti, shanti.